And this news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167 today. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. From the courthouse, a dramatic turn in the case of Stephen Scott Mihalik. What started as a routine pretrial hearing for aggravated stalking spiraled into a high-stakes showdown, leaving Mihalik facing a staggering $500,000 cash surety bond. Mihalik, appearing via Zoom from Tuscola County Jail, found himself in hot water after failing to show for a crucial March 2nd hearing. That no-show triggered a bench warrant and even new criminal charges for absconding, including allegations of removing his bondsman's electronic monitoring device. Defense attorneys sought clarity on his bond, but the court swiftly cut through the confusion. Judge Prill declared Mihalik in contempt, revoking his previous bond entirely. The new price for his freedom? A hefty $500,000 cash surety bond. A plea to backdate his time without bail was firmly denied, underscoring the immediate and severe consequences of his actions. Mihalik's legal team now faces March 24th trial date, with the stakes significantly raised after this week's courtroom drama. And small-town politics just got a little bit louder. In Tuscola County, a proposed recall effort targeting Carroll Mayor Karen Snyder has officially hit a wall, and not quietly. The process began earlier this month when a petition was filed seeking her removal from office. But before voters could weigh in, the Tuscola County Election Commission had one job: determine whether the claims behind the recall were clear, factual, and legally solid. So, what was the accusation? The petition alleged Mayor Snyder failed to enforce a key provision of the police chief's employment contract, specifically a required work schedule that, according to a FOIA response, didn't appear to exist. That claim went under the microscope during a public session on March 18th. The verdict? Unanimous and decisive. All three members of the commission voted no, finding the recall language lacked the clarity and factual grounding required by law. The petition is denied. But the story may not be over yet. State law allows petitioner sponsors or the mayor herself to appeal the decision to the Tuscola County Circuit Court. The clock's already ticking with a deadline set for March 28th. So while this ruling's one chapter closer, the next could be just days away. An alleged suspect in an early morning fatal shooting in Lapeer on Wednesday is now jailed and awaiting arraignment. The Lapeer City Police Department was dispatched at 1:13 a.m. Silver Maple Village apartment complex on Dewey Street regarding a gunshot. When officers arrived at scene, they found a 27-year-old male with a gunshot wound and a 28-year-old man at the apartment who was arrested. Because the investigation's ongoing, no other information is available. The Lapeer Prosecutor's Office is in the process of reviewing the police report for possible criminal charges. Anyone who has information about the shooting is asked to call the Lapeer Police Department at 810-664-0833. The city's police department was assisted by the Michigan State Police and their crime scene unit, as well as Lapeer County Sheriff's Department. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of the mall?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back with more news. A new survey from the Business Group on Health reveals that U.S. employers are bracing for a 9% median increase in health care costs for the 2026 plan year. The rise is being driven by the increased use of GLP-1 weight loss medications, as well as a spike in late-stage cancer diagnoses. To manage these costs, many companies are planning to shift toward higher-quality provider networks and transparent data models. Despite these efforts, employers still see higher premiums or changes in plan design as businesses try to keep net increase closer to 7%. And the Thai Parliament re-elected the Prime Minister today. His victory comes after a period of political maneuvering and signals a continuation of the country's current economic and social policies. International observers are watching closely to see how the re-elected government handles ongoing tensions regarding diplomatic reforms and the nation's role in ASEAN. Newton's supporters believe his leadership will provide the stability needed to attract foreign investment. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167 today.
Mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.